Generation of the Daleks, Episode 2.
He's quite mad, isn't he, Doctor?
Well, they say there's a fine line between madness and genius. Davros was once the greatest scientist in his field, you know.
So what went wrong?
Oh, the law of power can corrupt even the great. In Davros's case, he turned his bitterness about the ancient Thal Wall and his feelings of helplessness because he was confined to his wheelchair outwards, rejecting them as pure hatred against every other living organism which wasn't of Kaled blood. And hate is a very dangerous emotion. It eats away at your morals from within.
The council is now in recess, Doctor, but I have spoken with the Lord President, and we have agreed that we shall send our head Matrix officer in command, Sigyn Theta, to investigate.
Sigyn Theta? The man is a clueless buffoon. Why, last time you sent him on a mission, I ended up having to pull him out of the mouth of a wormhole he'd steered his TARDIS into.
But, Doctor...
No. I really couldn't sleep at night, knowing that the future of Earth is in his hands. I shall set off straight away. Tell Sigyn to go and take a holiday. I hear the Sea of Tranquility is quite pleasant this time of year. Come along, Andrew.
Why is progress so slow? Everything must be fully operational.
Shall I question the prisoner?
Where is he?
He is working on the machine.
Complete for the arrival of the Doctor. You will not fail me!
I obey.
And you clearly think you'll be able to track down the village purely from those Matrix printouts of the stone?
Oh, I'm sure of it. There really can't be that many memorials of that design in England. A quick scout about the reference section here, and I should be able to locate it whereabouts.
But this is just a basement, Doctor.
Yes, but above, what wonders we shall find.
What wonders?
Books, Andrew. Books, and lots of them.
Here, what do you think?
No, I don't think so. That one's a bit taller and there's no church in the background.
Yes, yes, you're right, of course. Ah, here, perhaps?
Similar, but not quite the same. Look, Doctor, this looks like it.
Aha, yes, I think you're onto something there. What does it say?
The Matterdean stone is significant in Suffolk history due to the curious inscription it bears. Although the stone seems to be a war memorial from the Middle Ages, its inscription pays homage to soldiers killed in a war in the year 2002. Scholars are undecided about the stone's meaning.
That's it, that's it. Where is it again?
Matterdean, a small rural village of 400 inhabitants in the county of Suffolk, England.
Good work, Adric. Then Matterdean is our next destination. Ha! What a landing, eh? Bang on target.
Yes, look. There's a memorial over there.
Good. Then shall we pay a visit?
Just what are you expecting to find, Doctor?
Oh, I don't know. Hidden Dalek armies, time bombs, biological breeding grounds, killer standard lamps. You never know with Davros. Whatever it is, you can be sure it won't be pleasant.
It's creepy, that church, don't you think?
Creepy? No, no. Just old. Those arches and spires are typical of the Gothic period of architecture.
But those carved faces, they stare.
Nah, they're just made that way to scare off evil spirits from a place of worship. They're essentially benign figures. Now, that chap on the top is a different matter.
Who's that?
The weather vane, in the shape of a demon. Can't you see?
Yes, I can. Gosh, it's quite ferocious, isn't it?
Yes. And that's not the oddest thing about it.
Sorry?
Lick your finger and test the wind. Which direction is it coming from?
From over by those fields over there.
Yes, that's what I'd say too. Now look at our friend perched on the top of the church.
Yes, Yes, you're right. It's moving, but pointing in quite the wrong direction. The wind is blowing almost at a 90-degree angle to it. How strange.
Conclusion?
The weather vane is not all it seems.
I think we'd better investigate, Adric.
Careful out there, Doctor. I really don't think it's wise to go climbing out of church towers.
Haven't seen one of these for a long time.
Seen what?
This.
A radar receiver? Who do you think put it there?
Cybermen, Yeti, Silurians, Autons. Who knows? My guess would be Davros.
Let's follow the cable to see where they lead.
You're a veritable treasure trove of ideas, Adric.
They seem to be leading downstairs.
Well, come on then. What are we waiting for?
They vanish into the wall here, Doctor.
Yes. Yes. But I would guess they were heading below into the vaults. The question is, how do we get in?
There's a couple of doors here, Doctor.
Aha! Well, let's try them then, eh? No, second thoughts. I better try them first. I sense danger here.
Oh, Doctor!
No, Adric, no arguments. Wait here for me. I'll be back in a minute. No. This is all wrong. This shouldn't be here.
What is it? What have you found?
Machinery. Machinery that could be quite dangerous if it fell into the wrong hands. This could force a time lord to regenerate, or worse.
Stay where you are! Do not move!
Run, Adric! Run!
You will come with us, or we'll be exterminated!
Yes, very well.
Our leader awaits! You will follow me!
Well, you know how it is. Some people just need keeping an eye on.
You are ever the jester, Doctor. But I will wipe that smirk from your face.
What are you up to, Davros?
Since you are now my prisoner, I see no harm in letting you in on my plans. You cannot hinder me. Soon I shall share in your powers, but I will put them to a better use.
What do you mean?
Power to travel in time. Knowledge of what was, what is, and what will be. The ability to regenerate my physical form.
Are you insane? You can't just become a Time Lord.
I can, and I will. When my machine is complete, I will become as you are, a new body. No longer will I be confined to my chair. Change mistakes in the past will be mine! My Daleks will become invincible!
But Time Lord powers can't just be created.
Created? No, probably not. But transferred, Doctor. That would be something different.
What?
Yes, Doctor. You will donate the powers I need to conquer the galaxy!
Would kill you, but that is a sacrifice I am willing to make. The Regeneration of the Daleks by Howard Richardson, with Andy Haynes as the Doctor, Howard Richardson as the Lord High Chancellor and Davros, John Greenwood as Adric, and Dalek voices were by the cast. Music and effects were by the Richardson Radiophonic Workshop. This has been a Floor 10 Audio production.